Hello, everybody. I'm Steve Rivera. Welcome to Eye on the Ball. It's Monday afternoon for another show here on KVOI 1030 AM. You can call in at 790-2040, and this should be a nice 2 hours of UA sports, particularly the ASU or U of A ASU rivalry game on Saturday. I plan on having some people in, at least talking over the phone today and the rest of the week, actually, a lot of different people calling in or coming in to talk about the big rivalry that's been here forever, almost 100 years or more than 100 years. I have, in the first few minutes, I'm going to have Dave Cosgrove call in. He's the head coach of the Pima men's soccer team that just won the national title in Florida. A fantastic finish for those guys. We spoke to Dave maybe 10 days ago. He was pretty excited about going out there and trying to do his best. He went in with the number one team in the country going in, came out with the number one team in the country. That sometimes doesn't happen. You got to go on a big roll. And they did. They went in with a big streak and played their hearts out. Thrilling moments, though. They had a chance to lose, and they pulled it out, which is nice. And then at the 1:30 mark, I think we're going to have, we're going to have Heath Bray, former UA player in the late 80s, early 90s, big U of A supporter, outspoken supporter, especially during the ASU week. And then we have Ronnie Veal coming in at the 2 o'clock hour, the beginning of the 2 o'clock hour. Ronnie was the quarterback when I started covering the team in the late 80s. That'll give you an indication of how old I am, and AARP is calling. And then after that, at the 2:30 mark, I have a friend, John Kaiser, who played in the early 80s before I ever got to Tucson, and he'll explain some things back in his day. I think he was part of the team that started the infamous streak that Arizona had over ASU in the 80s. So lots to talk about. How was your weekend, Bob? I know you were busy with El Tour.
It was a good weekend. Saturday was long. For some reason this year, I was just beat. I got to about
sun, probably
4:30, and I was just very slow. And 5 o'clock came, and I heard that the last rider was still way down the road. So
yeah.
We start rolling up the carpet.
Did you see the video of the last rider coming in? It was unbelievable with the caravan of cops behind him.
I see that every year.
It was unbelievable.
This year they didn't turn on their sirens, which they normally do. You know, they got about 20 motorcycle cops, and they all doing a great job out there around the city, and then they all turn on their sirens. This year it was kind of, they just rode in. I did see, did they still call it the Coyote Award?
Yeah, the last person in?
The last official person, because the police did not escort the last official person because it was past 5 o'clock. Talking to Jason from CEP Timing. So I did see, and that lady said, "I didn't know this. If I'd have known this, I would have made sure I was last." But she's very, very.
Well, it was a great day. It was a great day. You did a great job. It was real. The weather was fantastic.
Yeah.
Could not have been more perfect. A slight breeze, about 70, 72, 73, whatever it was. I know you were busy on the mic. I was there till about 3 o'clock. It was a great day. A lot of things going on. And then football happened. And then U of A football happened.
Oh, that was
late into the night. If you weren't already
broken, downhearted,
broken, or drunk, or whatever. I went to see it somewhere with some friends, and it was over by the first quarter.
Yes,
definitely over by the half. And the people I spoke to on Sunday they stopped watching at halftime.
Yes,
it was 55 whatever. It could have been 100 to whatever. It wouldn't have mattered. And Arizona played a little bit better in the second half. But what does that mean?
did you hear the story from Jerry, by the way, production? He didn't watch the game. He had just heard there was a game. So he said to somebody, "Hey, what was the score of the game?" And they said, "Oh, 50 whatever to 14. He goes, no, not basketball, the football game. And they just glared at him and said, "That is the football game." He's like, "Oh, sorry."
Yeah. Turned up at what, 69-28? Not pretty at all.
No.
Not from start to finish. There were some highlights in them. I don't remember what they were. Maybe a Khalil
the band,
a Khalil tape pass to Poindexter, but it was not pretty. I kind of thought it would be like that. I thought I predicted like 49-20 in my preview for the sports guys. We thought it would be like this, just not that bad. Now it's the big week of the rivalry week with ASU. Something to play for, a possibility at a bowl game with enough wins if they win this game.
So as a coach, how do you come out of a game where you get that kind of a thrashing? I mean, does it change where what you're doing and where you're headed? I mean, do you even go over it? Because they were expecting that because Washington State was so awesome.
Well, let me say this. They played like this before, two times before, the Utah game where they got beat early and pretty badly. And then they got beat like this against Houston the second game in, or one of the games in, not fun to watch for fans. Obviously not fun as players to go through. How he handles this, I do not know. And he had a press conference today. I did not get to it because of this. But we'll see. I mean, it's all psychological now because this game on Saturday is mostly psychological. You know, you have good athletes, but it's typically the underdog that wins the game. It depends on where it's played, all that. But weird things happen. Weird things happen in this game.
As it should. For the rivalry.
And it typically does. So we'll see. It should be a lot of fun. Like I said, we're going to have some ex-guys come in and talk about their time with U of A and what they saw with ASU. In the meantime, Arizona plays basketball tonight. They play in Maui at the Maui Classic against Iowa State. That's in a couple of 3 hours, maybe two, three, 4 hours later on today. So that should be a good game. I think we'll find out this week how good Arizona is or isn't. First kind of quality team they'll face to this point in Iowa State. Iowa State's a little depleted right now early in the season with injuries and such. So it's not really a good test to see. But then if they do win, if Arizona does win, they'll probably end up playing Gonzaga in the second game. And, of course, that's going to be a heck of a tough game to win.
Yeah.
They'll probably be maybe 8 or 9 point underdogs in that one, and they're rarely underdogs. And then we'll see what happens there. But this 3 games or 3 days will be one of those where you can finally see where Arizona is and where they have a chance to go in a few months for the tournament.
I'm still being real positive. I'm looking for great things.
You and the rest of the city, because you know if it's football season's over. What do they have their hats to hang on to?
Well, you know, September is the end of football season normally.
For most days. But, you know, to Arizona football credit, they didn't play very well in September. Everybody had them out.
Yeah.
And then they came back, beat Oregon surprisingly. And then they beat Colorado pretty easily.
I just.
And then this happened. And stuff like that happens, but not to that degree. I remember they played Washington State, 2 years ago in 2016?
Mm-hmm.
Got beat, I think it was 69-7, something like that. It was bad. One of Rich Rod's worst outings. And Arizona's.
And here we are again.
Yeah, the more you, what's that saying? The more you don't know, the more you're deemed to repeat it or whatever.
Yeah,
I'm also known for fracturing and stuff like that, you know, fracturing those sayings. So it is what it is. Again, we'll probably have Dave Cosgrove call in here in a little bit. We'll talk to him about that great run he had. I've known Dave for a long time. He actually coached my sons in the club teams, so I'm well aware of how good he coaches and how he gets the best out of his players. Is he on the line now?
Yeah, you want to talk to him?
Yeah, let's talk to him before we go to break.
Sure.
Dave, are you there?
I am.
Great. Are you off that high, or you probably stay on this high for a while? And congratulations.
Thank you. It's actually starting to sink in a little bit now, so I'll be happy for a while.
We're going to take a break, but I wanted to say you've been coaching for a long time. I think, 30 years now. You were a former Pima player back in the day. When you hope to get to this point and reach the pinnacle of your sport and you have these, imaginations of how it would feel, did it feel like that, or how did it feel winning it all? Did you soak it all in? What was it?
I think it felt better, having to work for it for so long and experience both, losing a national championship as a player and then in 1999 losing a disputed national championship as a coach. With all the heartache and, all the alumni we've had and the support from the school over the years and nobody ever given up on us, it actually felt even better than I envisioned.
Yeah. What does this mean to the program moving forward?
Well, I think it just, puts a stamp on the fact that we've always said that we've been a top 20 program, and then since 2010 we've been a top 5 program, and now I think we can clearly state that we're, you know, one of the two or three best programs in the country.
Yeah, no question. I think we're going to go to break. We'll talk about all the fun you guys had in Florida. Not so much the games. I know it was tense situations. We'll talk about those in about 2 minutes. Thanks for sticking with us. Thanks for calling in, Dave.
Hey, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. It's that time. U of A tailgating. I gotta have one of those burgers and one of those dogs, and who's under this Arizona Party Rental tent? You look familiar.
That's right, I'm Sheriff Napier.
Gosh, it's great to see you.
Hey, you're Ken Flower. Aren't you wanted?
I'm speechless.
That's right, everybody wants Arizona Party Rental.
Hey, you can join the party too. Arizona Party Rental just west of Alvernon on Speedway or online at arizonapartyrental.net.
Next year's fondest memories begin with this year's Lexus December to Remember sales event. Right now, get Lexus cash and dealer discounts on all models with up to $11,000 off the new 2018 LS500. Get incredibly low interest rate financing and exceptional lease offers on your favorite models. Hurry in. All offers on approved credit and expire 12/3/18. See dealer for details at Lexus of Tucson on Speedway at Columbus, at the Auto Mall, or lexusoftucson.com.
These days, most families are concerned with having the right insurance coverage. Protecting your family, home, auto, and other valuable possessions can be challenging and sometimes expensive. Crest Insurance gives you flexible options and solutions while saving you money. Insurance is not one size fits all, and at Crest, we find the coverage that's best for you and your family. Visit us online at www.crestins.com or call us toll-free at 888-881-5765.
At Raskob Kimborian Financial Advisors, we need to be kept abreast of the market. Lee Schnock Network Solutions has kept us up to date in technology and has allowed us to grow and serve our clients with top-of-the-line continuous research. Lee Schnock services our entire network infrastructure so we can get our work done. We rely on Lee Schnock for their professional and responsive network services.
Raskob Kimborian trusts us with their network, shouldn't you? Call us today at 888-9122. Lee Schnock Network Solutions, 888-9122.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Wake Up Tucson with Christy Sabone.
Hey, it's Chris from Wake Up Tucson. Join us for the Tuesday show. We have the Lugo Charities Bike in the Box Marathon. Last year, you guys raised $14,000 for local kids to get bikes at Christmas, topped off by Christy Sabone versus Tony Ford in a stuffing challenge. Wake Up Tucson, 10:30. Trusted local news and talk.
Wake Up Tucson, mornings from 6 to 10 on AM 1030 KBOI, The Voice.
Trusted local news and talk, AM 1030 KBOI. We have our eye on sports.
Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on KBOI 1030. I'm on with Dave Cosgrove, the Pima soccer coach, the national champions of this season. What a fantastic time they had. What a job they did. How was the ride back on the plane? Or ride, you know, the trip back?
The trip was great and very quick. You know, I think when you got so many good memories, you're going over, time flew by and we were eager to get home.
Yeah, I bet. During the games, had to go into overtime. What was that? What was the regular session like? You were down one, you came back, scored it. Is that correct? And then you tied it, and you had to go to OT.
Yeah, so in the national final, we were down. We gave up a goal with 20 minutes left in the game. We scored the equalizer with about 10 minutes left. And then the way it works for all of junior college soccer is they go into overtime, but it's a golden goal, you know, so it's sudden death. So, you know, the thing can end very quickly, either in a positive or a negative manner. And we were very fortunate this year that it ended in a very positive manner for ourselves.
Sure, sure. And then when, after the first OT, you had to go into a second OT.
That's right. So we played 10 minutes. There was no score. So you play another 10 minutes, and with about 4 minutes left, we scored. Otherwise, we were headed to penalty kicks.
How were your nerves in the first and second OTs?
Well, you know, it was a rough game. You know, we didn't play our best, and the other team was very good. They put us under a lot of pressure, but our kids were very resilient, and we stuck in the game. You know, so I felt good about how we were staying in the game. I just didn't want to see the game to go to penalty kicks because at that point, anything can happen. But, you know, I'll tell you, we have a player, you know, in Hugo Kamitani who, you know, just makes a difference in every game. He's, you know, everything else is equal. He's the best player on the field.
I was going to ask you about him. He saved you, I think, in the semifinal game and then won it for you in the title game. What's his future like?
Well, you know, that we're going to look at. Obviously, we've been putting that question off for the last couple of weeks. You know, he's going to have some tough decisions to make. I guess they're really not tough decisions. He'll just have choices.
Yeah.
A lot of schools are calling on him, and rightfully so. You know, he has the quality to move on, you know, and simply put, you know, Hugo had, you know, what is the best year any player in Pima College history has ever had. So we've had 1,000 players and, you know, over the years, and we've had some unbelievable ones, some that, you know, played in college, some played professionally, and Hugo is the greatest kid to ever put a Pima College soccer uniform on.
Where did he play? Where did he come from?
He's from Japan. We picked him up, you know, through our athletic trainer's Japanese, and he was at Pima doing some ESL classes, and he just joined us in the summer soccer conditioning class, and obviously we saw his talent right away. He enjoyed the city. He felt good with the team. So it was kind of one of those accidental things that happened that, you know, changes the course of our season.
Looks like the trainer will have a job forever.
Yeah, you know, and that's something that needs to be, you know, mentioned. And I'm sure when you and I know, Steve, you've been around forever. Yeah. Whenever there's a championship team, it really has a lot more to do with than just the coaches or just the players. It has to do with, you know, the organization, the administration, the support staff. And I've been saying it for the last, you know, 5 years, but Pima College has the best athletic training program in the country at the junior college level and better than a lot of Division I's with the quality of athletic trainers we have. And the job that our athletic trainers did with our team this year to keep us healthy, to keep us fit and sharp, especially when you play 4 games in 6 days like we had to last week, they get as much credit as anybody.
You had him, Kamitani. You had a goalie that I heard was very, very good, and you know I'm partial to goalies. And then you had an assist, and then you have an assist guy who was among the top in the country. I mean, that group, you had a good group, but those specifically.
Yeah, no, I think the strength of the group is the group. You know, everybody did their job. You know, everybody knew their role. And then, you know, in the big moments, whether it was our goalkeeper or our Hugo up top, you know, they were just a little bit special. But yeah, Niels Roth is the top goalkeeper in the country, has the best goals against average in the country. He gave, as a team, we only gave up 17 goals in 28 games. And, you know, he was in goal for only 9 of those. So his goals against average was very, very low. He's clearly the best goalkeeper we've ever had at our program. And then, you know, we picked up Ricky Gordillo late in the recruiting process, and he came in, and he's very dynamic, very creative, and just a buzzsaw. So he was able to set up a lot of important goals, and, of course, he set up the game winner in the national final. So Ricky really helped us out a lot.
So you're now the coach of the national title. How does this help recruiting? You must it must help a lot.
Well, I would hope so, but yeah. You know, the reality is we're in a great situation. You know, Tucson is an under-recruited market for male soccer players, and part of it, of course, is the cost of college. Mm-hmm. And I think we talked about it, that it's just so expensive to go to college that we have talented kids in Tucson that could go to college. It's just a case of, you know, can they afford the $50,000 or $60,000 a year that it takes to go there? And they all get good scholarships, but, you know, Steve, you know better that, mm-hmm. you know, in men's Division I soccer, there's just not that much money. You know, the schools aren't funded very well. So, you know, even if you get a really good scholarship to a major Division I program, you're still on the hook for, you know, $20,000-$30,000 a year.
Right.
So we're fortunate that we have that type of talent base, and that's our backbone. You know, Southern Arizona is absolutely the backbone. It always has been, always will be, of our recruiting class. And as a matter of fact, next year's class coming in, our, you know, which are the high school seniors here locally, is very talented. We have a very big, very diverse, very talented group coming in. So, you know, that's never going to change. You know, now with winning the national title, I think, you know, it gives us a lot of clout to go get one or two kids from Phoenix every year and maybe one or two international kids that we can sell something that nobody else can, which is, you know, we're the defending national champions.
Right, right. I know you have known you for a long time. You coach at FC Tucson, the big guys, the big guys. That's your first year. You've coached the TSA group to such tremendous heights, Western region wise and nationally. You've done a lot of great things in the community. Where does this sit among those?
Well, you know, probably a long answer to a short question, Steve, is, you know, over the last 14 months, I've had the greatest, you know, joy of coaching and the greatest 14 months of my career. You know, it started with the Pima College team last year, you know, coming out of nowhere to win a conference. And then, you know, we lost in national semifinals and finished fourth in the country. And we certainly had a great team. And, you know, we put it together at the right time. So that was really unexpected. And really, I really enjoyed that because there were some kids I'd known since they were young kids, you know, and we were able to put that together. And then that rolled into, you know, my as you mentioned, my youth club team last year was, you know, Tucson Soccer Academy, which is now FC Tucson, where, you know, my son played on a team with a bunch of his friends, where we were the first, you know, boys youth team to represent Tucson in a national tournament. You know, we qualified for a national playoffs and ended up going to Boston and losing in group play at the national tournament, but it was the first time in history. And then that rolled into the FC Tucson men's program this summer, where, you know, it was a fantastic experience for me. It really challenged me. And I think there was a lot of what I saw and learned this summer that paid off this year at Pima. You know, and that team was put together late. You know, I don't think it was put together in the same way the other FC Tucson teams have been put together. And yet at the end of the day, we made it as far as any of the other FC Tucson teams. We lost in the national quarterfinals to the eventual national champions after beating the number one team in the country. And then to top it all off, you know, we roll into this year and we put together the greatest run in Pima College history, capped with a national title. And of course, it made even more special by the fact that my own son was part of the team this year. Plus, you know, there's three or four kids on the team that I've known since they were, you know, 4, 5, 10 years old that I've been associated with. So for us to put that all together at the same time together, makes it clearly, you know, the top of the mountain for me in terms of my coaching career.
Right, right. What a great run. And not too many people get to live through that. And you've done it in 14 months with all that success. Let me also say that we're going to take a break here in a second. Thanks for joining us. But you're also going to have a pep rally here. I think it's Tuesday at Pima College, right? To enjoy the fruits of this work, 3:00.
Yeah, absolutely. It's at the Pima College West gymnasium at 3:00. The school's put it together for the team. They're well deserving of it, you know. And of course, it just shows you, I mean, Pima College, the commitment they've had to us, to the program, and to this team in particular has been first class. And now, you know, they're putting something special together for us. So we're very appreciative of it.
Well, congratulations again, Dave. What a fantastic finish for you guys. Appreciate your time. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks so much, Steve.
All right, Dave. We'll take a break here, and we'll come back on the other side, maybe talk a little ASU U of A football.
Hi, I'm Josh Ewing.
And I'm Matt Ewing.
We're the owners of Gibson's Office Solutions,
your number one source for all things office.
As business owners, we know buying local will continue to help us build a strong local economy and give our families a brighter tomorrow.
Let Gibson's Office Solutions supply you with everything for your office. With national buying power, we can provide you with competitive pricing and a local service you can depend on.
Check us out at gibsonsaz.com or give us a call at 622-6738.
Think local and buy local at Gibson's Office Solutions.
Where you bank really does matter. Hughes Federal Credit Union is proud to be recognized as the number one credit union across all of Arizona by Forbes. This national recognition highlights our commitment to high-quality products and services, our customer service, digital services, and financial advice. At Hughes Federal Credit Union, we offer higher savings rates, lower fees, and many free services. Make the switch. Join Hughes today. Visit HughesFCU.org/bestcreditunion. Certain restrictions apply, insured by NCUA.
What? A free oil change?
That's right, a free oil change now through Christmas at Breathe Easy Automotive. We're confident that once you've experienced the Breathe Easy difference, you'll trust us with all of your auto repair needs. That's why we're offering you a free oil change. So check us out. Simply visit our website at BreatheEasyAuto.com, click on our specials page for offer details, and then make an appointment. Print the coupon and enjoy a free oil change and multi-point inspection on the house. Our gift to you. It's that easy.
My name is Bobby. I'm a veteran and lost my leg to a roadside bomb. My victory was going from a wheelchair to becoming a weightlifting champion.
I'm Sam. I'm a veteran. My victory was finding a career I can be proud of and supporting my family.
America's veterans are on their most important tour, the tour of their lives.
I'm a veteran. My victory was going from homeless to home.
At DAV, we're on a mission to help veterans get the benefits they've earned.
I'm a veteran, and my victory was finishing my education.
DAV offers veterans of all generations a lifetime of support for victories great and small.
My victory was proving that disability is not a limitation.
My victory was getting my service dog and new best friend.
We help more than a million veterans every year as they face and conquer their challenges.
My victory is being able to be there for my family.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. John C. Scott features interviews with elected officials, candidates, reporters, consultants, and voters in what shapes up to be one of the most critical election years in our history.
The John C. Scott Show, weekday afternoons 3 to 5 on AM 1030 KBOI. Trusted local news and talk.
Trusted local news and talk. AM 1030 KBOI. We have our eye on Tucson.
Welcome back, everybody, to Eye on the Ball here at KVOI 1030 AM. You can call in at 790-2040. I wanted to say that in the next 2 days or so, we're going to be here till Wednesday on my show talking about ASU, U of A, or U of A, ASU. Depends, you know, where you're from and who you're pulling for. But I'm in Tucson, so I must say U of A, ASU on this. I have no dog in the fight, to tell you the truth. I am not a UA grad or an ASU grad, so I'm just an innocent observer, as I like to call myself.
Well, we don't want you to get beat up, maybe you ought to move for the U of A.
I moved here in 87 during the end of the streak and Dick Tomey's early years, so I have a big sense of what it means to everybody. I know the coaches get asked about it all the time when they're hired here. Can you beat ASU? Some can, some can't, or haven't done it consistently enough.
So when you're a sports writer, do they say, can you write against ASU?
Yes.
When they hire you here?
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, they don't say that. They don't say that. This is, can you write? I say, sometimes yes, sometimes no.
I are a writer.
I before E. What's that saying? So we're going to talk to some people here. I'm hoping to get a call from Heath Bray. He played in the late 80s, early 90s as part of the building of Desert Swarm back in the day. They started that, the Desert Swarm was like 93, 94 in that time, but he was part of the early stages of some of the great teams that came through here. Lives in Phoenix, and I was wondering how he feels about getting a lot of grief for being a cat in Devil area.
I bet.
Yeah, he doesn't like them too much. And then at the 2 o'clock hour, we have Ronnie Veal, who it's been 30 years now since he played and ran the offense, him and George Malaulu and Bobby Waters back in the day. Do you remember those names?
I remember Malaulu, yes.
Yeah, Malaulu.
I got to tell you, of all the shows I do, this is the one that makes me feel the oldest.
I'm good to, good to know. Good to...
You're mentioning guys, and I'm like, yeah, they must be in their 20s now. And you're like, well, he's 43 now.
He's got to be. Well, 30 years ago, he was 18. 48 is close to 50. Close to 50.
I know. And I'm thinking, you know, I just keep thinking, you know, it's like when you think back to high school and you run into people that were a freshman. You still think of them as a freshman,
oh, yeah, yeah,
even
no
though
question.
They're like 50 now.
No question. I mean, that's what makes me feel young. In all honesty, I'm you know, as you know, I've been here, what, 2 weeks now, a little more than 2 weeks. And all this stuff, this reminiscing, yeah, makes me feel that way. And the music that you're playing for me,
oh, it's great.
It's just reminds me of back in the day, you know, when I couldn't get a date. And I still, like yesterday, like when I couldn't get a date. it's all the same thing, you know. Standing in the gym against the wall saying, okay, let me twiddle my thumbs here.
You know, the nice thing I did, speaking of a date, is last night I took my dad up to Richard's place for the L Tour after party, and finally got to meet Nelson Vales in person.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And some other folks. It was delightful. It was the first time in 33 years of being the voice of L Tour I've ever gone to,
oh, really?
Richard's place for an after party. And I didn't even know his address, so I'm texting,
right,
you know, Matt Nelson,
not easy to get to,
and other people, too bad for Richard, is you could find his address when you Google it.
Oh, really?
So that's how I found it. I went out the wrong way. I was on the other side of the river, and then we drove back around. It was delightful. It
right,
was great.
Right.
And you Nelson know, is a great guy.
Very difficult to get to if you don't know, especially in the dark.
Yes.
It's hard to find.
Yeah. I thought I was headed down the wrong road, and you see the flags there because where the cyclists all go. And I remember when they used to have that same river crossing before that was Richard's place, and a bunch of smart people got together and said, why don't we just buy this place? That way we can always get the cyclists across the river. I'm sure you heard that story too.
Yeah, Bob, you headed down the wrong road a few times.
Hey, that's, yeah, tell me about that.
You're in radio. I'm in newspapers. How many bad roads can we pick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll talk about ASU, U of A, ASU. And the successes that have happened and the big stories behind them. I'm hoping he calls me. We might have set a time. I know he's in Phoenix. And actually, we talked over the weekend, and he said, yeah, I'll make sure. And then we set some, you know, those darn phones where they do the calendar stuff and the
you have
reminders.
You have a very high batting average, I will tell you. I do lots of shows, and you are definitely up there, probably 98-99% of all your guests call in just exactly when they should. And I always figured sports people are kind of loosey-goosey. Yeah, but they're not. They are very rigid, and they're very
well, especially the coaches, because the coaches are very regimented,
right?
And they know exactly what they want to do at 1:35 to 1:40.
You say they're going to call in at 1:45, and I mean, as the second hand comes up, they are. Steve told me to call in.
Okay, in that tone, right?
Well, yeah. Sometimes it's a little higher pitch.
Yeah, that guy wanted me to call, whatever his name was.
Yeah. I forget his name. Greg somebody? No, it's Steve. Oh, right. Yeah.
Now, as you can tell, we're trying to pass time, but I'm thinking the DO House was pretty fun this weekend because the Cowboys pulled one off.
Well, I tell you, my wife said, you know, it's I don't want to misquote her, but she was excellent. She gave me a really good one here, and she said, by the way, you can use that one on the air. And she said, you know, we're in the end times when the Bears have a better record than the Cowboys.
Yeah. Yeah. And they won last night too. The Bears did.
The Bears.
Let me tell you too, because I've said this in my previous shows. I won't talk too much about the NFL and the NBA. I will talk about the NBA when it involves the Arizona Wildcats when they're in playing games, specifically the Golden State Warriors, because I'm a fan of Steve Kerr and those guys that were around my time.
Sure.
And then I covered the Jason Terrys, the Richard Jeffersons, the Channing Frye's, and I think Channing Frye may be the only one left outside of maybe Andre Iguodala that played for Lute in that time. I could be wrong, but I think that's about Andre and Channing were the last of the two. And then the rest are from Sean Miller's time.
What is Channing up to?
He's in Cleveland. He plays for Cleveland. He was with the Lakers with Luke Walton, and now he's back in Cleveland playing for them. One of the more fantastic guys I've ever met.
You know, it's still amazing. I don't know who has a better record than the Wildcats, but the Wildcats certainly seem to feed a lot of people to the NBA. Is that
Duke.
It?
If my memory serves, it's Duke, Arizona, and then whoever else. Maybe Villanova now, but it's Duke's been that team, Arizona second, and then I think Villanova.
That's good. Awesome. Krzyzewski is, well, he's just a machine.
Yeah, well, this week you'll see how big that machine is in Maui.
I don't think he's I think, you know, like from Men in Black, he's one of those aliens from another planet, you know? I think I saw his picture up there.
Some coaches would probably think that, yes, yes. He's done a heck of a job, you know, to his credit and to Calipari's credit. They've had a lot of talent over the years. And I've said this, and I'll say this publicly, Calipari, to my estimation, has not done, has done enough for his players in terms of NCAA titles with the talent he's had. He's done a great job with his talent, with his people, but not winning or going deep enough in the tournament.
But,
you know, because he has a lot of talent. In fact, one of my friends over the March had made a bet and talking about how far they would go because that's his time. Mm. Not exactly, because he's had some of the best talent over the last 8-9 years, and he's only has one. He only has one title.
But you know, you say they have the best talent. I'm going to go way back here to Cactus Little League.
Oh, geez.
I don't know if you remember Cactus Little League here in Tucson won the Little League World Series back when I was just a kid. I didn't make the All-Stars.
It was about 75. I did a story on that.
Yeah. Great story. I was disappointed because I had a batting average of 595, but I didn't make the All-Stars. But I cut out all the articles, and I got to tell you, Lanik was the last name of the guy who had the best team in the league, and he also coached the All-Stars in every single year. You say he got, you know, that you great players, but every single year he got great players and every single year he won. And it's, you know, it's like Krzyzewski, no matter what, whether he gets mediocre players or great players, they leave great players and go on to the NBA. I mean, it's just a tribute to that, how great of a coach.
Using those using that criteria, yeah. You are correct, because he does get great players and they do go to the NBA. And I'm talking more specifically getting to play together to win a title.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because, I mean, that's what the word coach comes down to, right?
Right.
Is getting that
cohesive group
to gel. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think that's kind of been something that they're working on this year with our team. But, I mean, they're kind of young. Do you really expect? I asked you that before because they're young, but you had pointed out they're used to playing though together. They're used to playing in front of big crowds. So they know what teamwork is all about. I would imagine at this level though, it's that much more important and that much more intense.
Oh, yeah. Well, you saw it last year with the University of Arizona basketball team. In my estimation, another word I use again, estimation, last year's team was probably the best and most talented team Arizona has ever come across.
Yeah.
With Ayton and Trier and Alkins and Dusan Ristic and Pete, you know, Parker Jackson, and some of the others. It just didn't work together, didn't gel together. And you could see that Miller was frustrated because of it. He just couldn't get them on the same page. There were also circumstances that we know, the FBI investigation and all that probably played a factor in it, but unfortunately just didn't get them past the first round. You can just kind of sense that they just didn't play well together.
We had high hopes.
Yeah, yes you did.
But I have high hopes this year.
Well, good for you.
I'm an optimist.
Good for you. I think Tucson is like that. There are some who are more practical. I guess
realistic. Is that what you're trying to say without
realistic.
Being mean?
Well, it is what it is. I mean, we'll find out what they are. But I think that we'll find out this week, and then we'll find out in March. Because let me tell you something. I've been here 30 years now. I've written 5 books about the program, and you could do whatever you do in the regular season. 1997 was one of those examples. They finished 5th in the league, and they won the title. Nothing matters until March. You can be 18-12 and blah, 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 and make a great run. Guess what? It's a great season.
I remember years ago, a couple times, I believe, there was this little school that their program wasn't even developed yet called Gonzaga. It just beat the snot out of us, and everybody went, whoa, what was that all about? And now...
Well, now they're a pretty good team.
Yeah.
But they've been to the Final Four more times than Arizona has in the last 16, 17 years, which is very, you can cry over that. I'm sure it is because it's the truth. It's trouble.
Yeah, next thing we're going to talk about the Cowboys.
Let's go to break. You can wipe your tears away, and we'll come back and maybe talk more about something. UA basketball.
Got it.
UA basketball.
See it all around. days, most families are concerned with having the right insurance coverage. Protecting your family, home, auto, and other valuable possessions can be challenging and sometimes expensive. Crest Insurance gives you flexible options and solutions while saving you money. Insurance is not one size fits all, and at Crest, we find the coverage that's best for you and your family. Visit us online at www.crestins.com or call us toll-free at 888-881-5765.
Next year's fondest memories begin with this year's Lexus December to Remember sales event. Right now, get Lexus cash and dealer discounts on all models with up to $11,000 off the new 2018 LS500. Get incredibly low interest rate financing and exceptional lease offers on your favorite models. Hurry in. All offers on approved credit and expire 12/3/18. See dealer for details at Lexus of Tucson on Speedway at Columbus, at the Auto Mall, or lexusoftucson.com.
Hello, I'm Ed Begley, Jr., and wherever you call home, the sounds of wildlife connect you with a greater family of life. That's why you shudder each time you see woods, marshes, meadows, or grasslands being destroyed. You know that countless birds and other wild animals are losing their homes, the greatest threat to their survival. Among the growing number of threats to wildlife, habitat loss is the most devastating. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust offers a humane solution, working with private landowners to protect habitat as permanent safe havens for wildlife. When you hear the familiar wild voices you love, remember, your voice is the one that can speak for wildlife and for the land they call home, ensuring that it stays forever wild. To learn more, to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, visit wildlifelandtrust.org.
Reliable and timely financial information from Bloomberg Radio Network, 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. on KVOI AM 1030. Trusted local news and talk. No more knowledgeable woman than Dawn English and her irresistible Tucson food and culture in the Old Pueblo. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on KVOI AM 1030, trusted local news and talk.
Trusted local news and talk, AM 1030 KVOI. We have our eye on the arts.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Eye on the Ball here at KVOI 1030. You can call in at 790-2040. They're playing basketball in about 3 or 4 hours, playing Iowa State. We'll see how well they play, how good they are. I've been to Maui for that tournament 5 times. The funny thing about it is people talk about, oh, you must have had a great time.
I was just about to say that to you.
That time,
and I knew you were going to say no.
That that beach must have looked pretty and blah, blah, blah. Not so much. We didn't get to see much of it.
Not so much.
Because we go from the hotel to the hotel to the arena or gymnasium. Pretty much it's a high school gym. And then we go back after riding. And it's by that time, it's like 6 o'clock in the afternoon over there. And it pretty much Maui shuts down. It's like 4-hour difference, I think it is, or 3-hour difference, 4-hour difference. So, yeah, you don't get to see the water too much.
Where is the game? In Lahaina? Or?
Yeah, at a high school there.
And then you just, you go down to Kihei, and
it's very pretty.
Oh, and the traffic is so crazy, but everybody's so sweet. Come on out,
One day, I probably shouldn't say that, but too busy. But one day, I took a drive all around the island. It was very nice. Very nice when I had time because they played in the championship game, the last game. But the funny thing about it is, they play really late. And then right after the game, there's like you have an hour to write the story, and then you have to rush to get to the plane. Oh, it's murder. Murder.
That's no fun.
No, it never is, because you want to come back. It's a Wednesday night game, late. You want to come back in time for Thanksgiving, to be with the family. So if you miss that flight, you're not coming back till a couple of days.
So you never got up to Haleakala, Mount Haleakala?
You're speaking Greek to me there, son.
It's a big mountain there that you look up, and it's cold. No. You can see the sunrise. It's a big deal.
No, I wouldn't know. I barely see the sunrise here, sir. Come on. I'm a sports writer. I get up at 9 o'clock.
I thought maybe you stayed up late or something. I don't know.
No, but it's funny. Maui's a small place. Obviously, everyone knows that. But fun to go visit and kind of walk around. but it's very rare that you have time to do that. One of the last times I was there, it was under Lute, and at the time, Lauren Woods was suspended for taking money from a family friend, and he couldn't play there, so most of our time was chasing down Lute Olson and Lauren to see what was going on. They couldn't talk about it. He was suspended, yada, yada. So most of your time is spent in the hotel room writing stories that either there was a no comment or whatever. Oh, back in the day, it was before internet and all that.
Right.
So you weren't updating stories, but you were always feeding new information to the office to let them know what was going on.
So has the internet made writing easier or more difficult, or is it both?
Both. More difficult because you got to be – it's 24 news cycle all the time. So like I used to say when I was heavily in bed with the Citizen in the late – well, 10 years ago. It's almost been gone 10 years ago. The best thing about my job at the time was the hours.
Mm.
The worst thing about my job were the
hours.
Yeah. I would get calls at 2, 3 in the morning. With stories and stories I needed to do, or good stories people would call and sources would call me, and it was nonstop.
And I would imagine now you just, because of all the sources for news and, ESPN, the Ocho,
they have
eight different networks that everybody's got an opinion, everybody's always feeding it, and you've got to sift through all that, especially like the FBI, and try to figure out where the truth is.
What's right and what's wrong.
Yeah.
Right. And most of the time, I'm leaving that stuff alone because I'm not that deep into it, in depth with it. So it's best to let that kind of filter through and see what happens.
I'm thinking even the how you're talking about the players and the coaches and their lives and how the playing them affects the game and the game affects them still. All the falsehoods that are out on the internet,
sure.
you're trying to figure out, and you can't ask the players, like, did you really, Nelson Vales, were you really a messenger in Harlem growing up to learn how to ride a bike, or is that just made up?
I know what you're saying. It's very tough when you can't get to the players. It's very difficult to do your job.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. I mean, there's some great writers out there that I know that are, former colleagues at the LA Times, Arizona Republic, Dallas Morning News, people like that have come and gone because of the paper industry has kind of been crushed.
So who do you like reading? I mean, people would know. Who do you, not local, but I mean, who do you like reading as far as sports writers?
Yeah. Well, there's a guy in LA, he used to work for the LA Times, Chris Dufresne, he's now with he has his own group, but he's coming down to the California Maven, something like Anthony and I have here, Anthony Jamino and I have here, the Arizona Maven. So they cover Southern California or national news. A very good writer, very clever writer, can turn a phrase and kind of funny.
Covers everything? Or?
Mm-hmm. Covers college football, college basketball, stuff like that. He was one of the main writers at the LA Times. About my age, maybe a little older. There's a lot of good writers out there.
Is there someone that you've tried to emulate that's older than
not
you,
really.
Or no?
I have my own style, which of course means nothing.
I knew that was coming.
My own weird style. Some people like it, some people don't. But my stories are more stories. They're not so much about the game. What it means to people.
And is there other writers that even have your style that you? I mean,
I don't know.
You have no idea.
That's hard to say. Yeah. People read me, but then I don't know. My colleague here in town, Anthony Jamino, does a very good job.
Mm-hmm.
He's
mm-hmm.
pretty clever with his lines sometimes. I could tell this story because I've told it a number of times on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
When we wrote our third book or fourth book, my fifth book, his first book, but it was 4 years ago, and Arizona was going through the run to the title. They were one of the best teams, and so I contacted a publisher to do it. And so he said, go ahead, write it. If they win it, it's all yours. And I said, cool. And then I realized, like, maybe 3 months into the season when they were doing really well, and I'm thinking, oh, man, I'm not going to be able to do this on my own. It's a lot of stuff there. So I said, who's the best writer I know that could help me out? Well, he wasn't available, so I asked Anthony. It was the first time he had heard it in a conversation on the phone, you know, doing a radio, and it was pretty funny at the time. Obviously, that was a joke.
That's good.
Yeah, and you've heard him. He's called in a couple times.
He's very sharp, very.
I've made him famous. He's probably listening right now, and he'll probably call in and say, "Enough already, Steve. Enough."
Today was the last time he'll be listening to your short-lived show.
Yes, I think I owe him $10, so that'll be good. I won't have to pay him the $10.
So is there anybody other than your colleague and that used to be in L.A.?
John Wilner's in town. We used to be a writer here. I competed against him. He was at the Star. Now he's at the Citizen. Does a great job in San Jose with the Mercury News with his column. Very, very good at what he does. There's a lot of them. The thing about it is, there are a lot of the guys I went to battle with back in the day are no longer in the business because they're out of the business. The newspaper business has slaughtered the top.
Brutal.
If you're at the top,
right,
you're made a lot of money or made some money, they let you go.
So have they moved on to the web
they've kind of reinvented themselves if that was possible.
You
have no choice. If you want to stay in this business, that's what I did. That's what Anthony did. We write for websites to keep people informed, and luckily we still have a following.
And now I'm here. And look at that. There you are. And how, you said five books. How are your books doing? Is it like an Amazon mostly thing?
Yeah, you can't find the first one. The first one was about the University of Arizona winning the national title in 97. That did very well. The second one, was fairly good. It was the Tales of the Locker Room. Or the hardwood.
And which one did I buy for my dad, Bill? Was it that third or?
Well, it depends what it looks like.
The 101 questions.
Oh, that was the fifth one. That was the most recent one with Anthony. Yeah. I had all the good chapters. Anthony didn't have you could tell which ones are the good ones, which ones are the bad ones.
you gave him, scraps or whatever?
Right. No, I'm joking, of course. The third one was the very cool one. The box. It was a box, a coffee table book.
Okay.
Blue. It was a big thing. You can take it out of the book. The hard box, and then kind of go through it. It was like a picture book with the top 100 games, in my estimation, of what they were over the history of the program.
Can I still get that?
Oh, yeah. I could probably get you one for a good price.
Well,
I know somebody.
Yeah, I bet you. I'm thinking me, and I'm thinking your listeners, too. I mean, that's...
Yeah, well, they can contact me. They're very, very difficult to find, but I can try to track some down. I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
Fantastic book. And then the fourth one was kind of a rewrite of my Tales of the Hardwood. And then my fifth one was the popular 100 Things Arizona Fans Need to Know and Do Before They Die. I told people to read that book slowly.
Because you get to number one and the boom, bada boom, there you go.
Right.
That's
well, that was a fast, quick hour, wasn't it?
Well, you are an entertaining guy with your fourth choice as a co-host here, fifth, I don't know,
right,
sixth.
Right. You are at the bottom today, but guess what? You're at the top for now. I'm hoping Ronnie Veal calls. This is what I bet's going to happen. Heath is going to call me at the 2:30 hour when I have somebody on, so we might have to move him to tomorrow's 2:30. You know these time zone stuff?
Yeah.
And us sports guys, we don't know what we're doing.
And in Arizona, we don't change time because it's too difficult to move our watch. So.
Right. Hey, this hour went by fast.
Lots of fun.
But I grew. Did you see my beard?
It grew, looking good. Like,
no, it grew in the last hour.
I noticed the left side a little more. Maybe that's the light is over there.
I hope so. Hey, come back for the second hour. We'll talk more about a lot of different things, probably, though, Arizona football with ASU coming up this week.